Baltimore's acting police commissioner, Daryl D'Souza, announced additional internal changes to the department today. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi reports the appointment of one deputy commissioner, Thomas Casella, is being held up.
D'Souza had named Casella to be deputy commissioner for the Operations Bureau, but documents were leaked to the media alleging two disciplinary complaints against him.
We're actually evaluating what was brought to my attention. We're actually evaluating the legitimacy of it.
In a news conference, D'Souza also denied reports that Sergeant Alicia White, one of the officers acquitted in the Freddie Gray case, moved to the Internal Affairs Division. He also announced what he called the historic promotion of Lieutenant Colonel LaTanya Lewis to the Division of Homeland Security.
I say this passionately is that I've been with the Baltimore City Police Department for 30 years. And in 30 years, and even years before that, there has never been an African-American female above the rank of major. And I'm proud to say it is also happening during Black History Month.
He also announced he was creating a new inspectional service division of the department led by Colonel Osborne Robinson. His division is to be responsible for conducting randomized polygraph tests of department members in specialized units and, in light of the Gun Trace Task Force trial revelations, tracking handgun violations.
One of the things that occurred with GTTF is the handgun violations, and so this unit is responsible for tracking every single gun arrest in the city and see where it stands.
The commissioner also reorganized the patrol division to place two area commanders to oversee the nine police districts as part of his strategic response to violence reduction. Those commanders will then report up the chain to the new chief of patrol, Colonel Perry Stanfield, who, like many of the newly appointed heads of the department, came out of retirement.
I think the Baltimore City Police Department has a real rich tradition. There's somewhere at some point, we lost a little bit. But the fact of the matter is that the folks that I'm bringing back was part of that rich tradition that made Baltimore Police Department what it was to today.
D'Souza's executive nomination hearing is scheduled for later this month. City Council is expected to vote on his appointment. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.